The Warriors wrapping up their two-game road trip facing the Timberwolves in a Friday night matchup in Minnesota, and Stephen Curry fueling the attack, delivering a game-high 37 points with 11 three-pointers. Klay Thompson had a 20-point night with three trays. Kevin Durant powering his way to 23 points, 12 rebounds, and 7 assists. Draymond Green had 10 boards and 9 points. DeMarcus Cousins adding 16 points with 9 rebounds. And Andre Iguodala bringing 14 points to the effort as the Wolves gave a battle, and it went to overtime where Steph hit a game-tying 3. But just after, with a single free throw, the Wolves get a 131-130 win in overtime.
So Minnesota wins it, 131-130. Kevin Durant has a wry smile there. And for Minnesota, they came from 19 down. They had the 9-point lead. The Warriors had a couple miracle threes. It would have been nice to see the next 5 minutes, but we didn't get to.
Jim Barnett's got the headset on. JB, we're also awaiting head coach Steve Kerr to be aware of that.
All right.
Welcome to the State Farm post-game show. And you can call an agent today at 1-800-STATE-FARM. JB, what a game, huh?
Well, that's all now pointing to April 2nd when the Warriors in Denver face off in Oakland.
Yep.
What a game tonight. Tale of two halves. The Warriors at one time had a 19-point lead. At one time, may have been, I don't think it was any more than that. It was a 28-point turnaround at one point, I just remember.
Yeah, it was 48-22 at one point.
Say that again?
It was 48-22 Minnesota in the second half at one point.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Just, yes. Because I have to give credit to, first of all, to Minnesota. They didn't give up.
Correct.
And the Warriors got, I thought they got a little complacent. Sometimes I thought they overpassed him and passed up shots that were there and didn't take them because they thought they were in control of the game.
And I agree with you. I said a couple times the other shots created must be taken. Let's go to the head coach, Steve Kerr. His post-game press conference brought to you by Kia.
That it was before the shot.
I thought we had the head coach.
Well,
I don't hear him.
I called it late. You ever see that?
You mean when the lob was going 10 feet over the rim? No, I haven't seen that either. Did I think it was before the shot? I just watched the replay. He caught and he shot, and it's a 4-point play. I mean, I don't know what else to say. Kind of mind-boggling. The guy catch, and you go up for a shot, you get fouled. In any league, that's a good bucket and a free throw. Any league, not just the NBA.
Excuse me?
Yeah. You know, we went into halftime, 20 assists, 3 turnovers, broke the game open, you know, late in the second quarter. We're rolling along. Everybody's feeling great at halftime. And third quarter was a disaster. We stopped playing. I give Minnesota a lot of credit. They competed. They played really hard, got back in the game. But we stepped on our own toes in that quarter. We no assists the entire quarter, I believe. And we missed some shots that we normally make, but the execution was really poor. And we got away from who we are. We lost our poise. Way too much complaining to the officials in that third quarter, which I thought took us out of our game. And then we had to scramble in the fourth just to get back in it.
You guys are 0-5-0. Is there any concern about your execution in that part of the game?
No, I thought we executed beautifully down the stretch tonight. So what are we, 0-5 with what?
0-5 overtime.
In overtime?
Yeah.
I don't know. That seems like a pretty random stat. So I think we'll be all right.
Did the fact that it went to overtime and guys played the minutes that they did change anything you may do Sunday?
No. I mean, we don't play our guys over a lot of minutes anyway. And even in an overtime game, our top four guys were at 41 minutes, which is, you know, guys are in the prime of their lives. It's not like you and me playing, you know.
I'm going to be dead after 5.
I'd be dead after 4. So those guys are fine. Are you kidding me?
Steph shot to tie it in overtime. Yeah. Is that just him being him?
It's incredible. You know, wherewithal to know the clock, to understand that he had plenty of time to free himself up and then to shoot that step back, just an incredible shot. But should not have even been attempted. Kevin should have been at the line shooting a free throw to win the game. So very, very disappointing. I'm really happy with the guys' effort to get back in the game. Disappointed with the way we lost control of the game, and disappointed with the officiating at the end.
Thanks.
That's all I got to say. Thanks.
Head coach Steve Kerr in his post-game press conference, and you can hear him talk a little bit of his frustration there. It's brought to you by Kia, official vehicle of the Warriors. Go to KiaDealers.com to learn more. And, Jim, at the time it happened, you know, I had the same reaction. KD caught that ball in a gathering motion.
Yes, he
and
did.
Was going up with a shot when there was contact. And how that was not continuation and end one is just beyond me.
Yeah, there was no gathering of it and getting set. He actually was catching the ball already with his, you know, facing the basket and squared up and in a crouched position. So when he caught it into his hands, he was just, there's a slight quarter of a turn at the end, but he went right up into the motion and he wasn't fouled until he was, that ball was above his waist. Mm-hmm. And that means you're in the shooting motion.
Right, and it's just too bad because it's
it
you
is.
Know, and it was too bad that the foul on KD at the end, that, you know, it's great for Minnesota. I hate having games decided like that.
Okay,
but
I was hoping, and Bob Fitzgerald said it just very eloquently on the game call. You know, let the players go to a double overtime and decide the game after what they had done, and that incredible shot by Curry, which tied the game down there. Bayless is right on him. He dribbled two or three or four times and then did a step back. And I guess some coaches don't believe in fouling when you're up by three. You're up by three. When he's dribbling the balls on the floor,
all you have to do is foul him there.
All you have to do is foul him and you win the game by
game
one.
Game was over.
Yeah, I just don't understand it. But Curry, with miraculous skill that he had, and he put on a show tonight, finishing with 11 threes. But I never thought I'd see the Warriors go 18 of 40. From three-point range and lose a game. Of course, Curry did make three of those threes in the overtime period. And again, just like Steve Kerr said, I give credit to Minnesota. They played tough the third quarter. I thought the Warriors, just in fact, before we went to Steve Kerr, I was talking how I thought the Warriors took their foot off the gas pedal. They got a little complacent. The game was coming easy for them, moving the ball around. And then it didn't work. Then the shots didn't start going, and then they forgot to play defense. And got Minnesota back in the game, and Minnesota got tougher as it went on. And the Warriors were just very careless with the ball in that third quarter.
Eight turnovers, no assist, 5 of 20 from the field. It doesn't get any worse than that.
Eight turnovers, which led to 12 points.
Yeah.
And they did not make a three. They were 0 of 9 in that quarter from three and shot 25% overall. And all of a sudden, the other team gets back in the game, and they've done a great job on Towns. Up to then, I'll say something about the foul on Durant at the end where they called it, where won the game with Towns with half a second to go. Yes, he was held momentarily right at the free throw line. I think what I saw was Kevin Durant was on the wrong side. He should have been between Towns and the ball. You play him that way, and if you do anything, you push him out. Instead, he was behind him, and he got beaten on the play, and they tried that lob pass. Iguodala was there to give help, but he was worried about his man coming out and catching, because 5/10 of a second gives you time to catch and lock and load and shoot. So, but the ball was thrown away. The ball was clearly, to me, I thought they would call it uncatchable and not even worry about Durant holding up Towns in the process.
Well, you know, Jim, an exciting game for the fans here in Minnesota. They haven't had a lot to cheer about here in the second half of the season. Well, before we let you go, final question. I want you to project a little bit. You know, you think Minnesota, when they get things settled in the offseason, get some guys healthy, is this a team that can make a run to a playoff spot?
Well, certainly. They haven't had a great year from Andrew Wiggins. He's not up to his standard that he has been in the previous 4 years. Karl Anthony Towns is a very versatile, gifted big man. And I tell you what, I really like their rookie, Josh Okogie, who had a huge impact on this game.
Oh, yeah. Couple, he plays hard.
He plays hard. He's tough. He's a heck of a defender. He's very poised. He's a 20-year-old. He doesn't play like a 20-year-old. He's got long arms. He's strong. He was a good three-point shooter in college. He's had a tough time this year, but you saw tonight, hit a couple of clutch threes coming down the stretch in the fourth quarter. And I like that. So, yeah, Dario Saric is definitely serviceable.
I think he's a little more than that. I like him. I think he's going to be a pretty good player. I think he's really young, and I think he can. He'll be coming off the bench for them probably next year because they have Covington still.
Well, he can shoot threes.
He
can shoot threes.
And Covington's a real good defender.
That's the thing. They've got Covington.
Still have Taj Gibson.
They've got Taj Gibson. They have Jeff Teague, right?
Yep.
So, this is not a bad team at all. And it depends on what they get in the draft. I feel sorry for them after 13 years of not getting into the playoffs, and they got in last year. And then this year, they're back on the outside looking in again.
Yeah.
But tonight, this is a good win for them. It's not a great win for the Warriors since Denver won also.
And so now you got to take care of business on Sunday against Charlotte. And then win on Tuesday. If they do that, I think they got a real good chance to hang on to home court. Because if they win Tuesday, if they're tied going into that game on Tuesday, and they win, they basically have a two-game lead because they've won the season series with Denver. Denver would have to beat them by at least a game.
Now,
so.
I don't know how they're going to play it, but the last four games, Charlotte's playing much better. They're not playing their rotation. They're not playing Michael Kidd-Gilchrist. There's so many things in my brain right now.
That's all right. I'm going to help you here right now. Tonight, they're in the first quarter. R.C. Davis will give the update. They're in L.A. They started Marvin Williams, the rookie Bridges, Biombo, Walker, and Bacon.
Right. So I'm trying to think of the guy.
Nick Batum.
Batum hasn't played the last couple of games.
He was banged up, I thought.
Well, not all of that.
Okay.
They're playing. Okay, Bacon, by the way. Two games in a row, career highs, 20 and then 24. So he's got a lot of talent. He can shoot threes. He can go to the basket. And so they've got different players who are playing real hard, and all of a sudden they found something because they beat, I know they beat Boston. They beat Toronto by one.
Correct, yeah.
In Toronto.
That half-court heave by Lamb to win the game. Yeah, that was outstanding.
So anyway, you can't overlook them, and of course they've got a terrific guard in Kemba Walker, who, if you don't guard him, he's a 30-point scorer for you.
Well, they got Bacon, they got Lamb. If Darvin Ham was 10 or 15 years younger, they'd have a smorgasbord. So there you go.
Hey, good, Tim. I will see you on the bus and then the plane.
All right, thank you, Jim.
Sunday evening at Oracle Arena, the Warriors host the Charlotte Hornets. I'm Lawrence Scott, and this is Warrior Sound.